2. From Atheism to Deism. A conversation between Anthony Flew and Gary R. Habermas. This interview was a featured event at Oxbridge 2005, a triennial conference sponsored by the C.S. Lewis Foundation and held on the campuses of Oxford and Cambridge universities. On July 29th, in Oxford, Habermas interviewed Flew regarding his personal memories of C.S. Lewis, his early philosophical publications, and his conversion from atheism to deism. The interview was preceded by a dramatic reenactment of the famous debate between Lewis and Elizabeth Anscombe, featuring Robin Meredith as Lewis and Christine Way as Anscombe. Interview. Habermas. Let's begin with any reminiscences that you may recall regarding the now famous meeting of the Socratic Club on February 2, 1948, at which you were present. What thoughts do you have regarding the dialogue between C.S. Lewis and Elizabeth Anscombe? Flew. At the time, of course, I was certainly impressed immensely by Anscombe's argument. I had heard Lewis lecture, and afterward I read Lewis's later thoughts about the subject. But most of my memories of that evening are more clear regarding the scene after the conclusion of the dialogue. I was heading back across the Magdalen Bridge, walking immediately behind Elizabeth Anscombe. She was absolutely exultant. A little way in front of us were a few people who had gotten out of the meeting early. But on the far side of Magdalen Bridge was C.S. Lewis, and he was obviously unhappy about the exchange that evening. He was going back hastily to his room in Magdalen College. That's about all I can say about the event, but it did indicate the mood afterward. It was very clear that Lewis was depressed, and equally clear that Elizabeth was triumphant. Have a